And I think one of the differences about the service that we provide, beyond just taking the rough concepts away and polishing them up and bringing them back, it's not just for the purpose of marketing spin. That's not why we do that. The real value that we provide is essentially creating a banner. We take your rough content and we put it into banner form so that everybody can get behind it. So that there's a sigil or a mark that people can follow, so that we know that we're all on the same team and we're all going in the same direction.
Welcome to The Critical Path with Mary and Jason, a podcast about business development, company culture, and loving the place you work just a little bit more. This is episode 4, and we're going to be talking about the code element of compass, code, and strategy.
So what did we talk about last week?
So last week, we talked a little bit about what we thought mission, vision, values was missing, and the reason that we were drawn to develop the compass, code, and strategy method. Mm-hmm. Then we talked about the compass. So we talked about defining your true north as a company.
Quick refresher, true north is?
I was just getting there. A single concept that boils down what you stand for and who you are as a company.
In one word.
So when we talked about our imaginary Getter Done Plumbing, mm-hmm. and we talked about the fact that their true north was skookum, which is a Chinook word that means, it actually means great or fearsome, mm-hmm. but it also means done just right.
Just right.
So, and we talked about the compass statement, which is the forward-facing element of that true north. It's taking the true north and just putting it into kind of a marketing sentence that gives you a way to share that with your customers and the world at large, so that you still get that marketing element that the mission, vision, values gives you along with your actually useful tool. So this week, we're going to be talking about code.
Code. So how is code different from values in the mission, vision, values?
So values is just kind of a list of things that are important to you.
What are the words that are typically showing up in values?
We see honesty.
Well, everybody wants to be honest.
We see motivation.
You don't want motivation on there?
We see innovation. We see efficiency.
Right. I mean, because we want to be efficient.
So instead of just focusing on a list of random concepts, the code of honor of your company focuses in on 3 separate promises that are made.
It's like a Boy Scout oath.
It is. You have to actually...
Or the Girl Scout oath.
Mm-hmm. On my honor, I will try. I'm not saying it because I'm not a Girl Scout anymore. But I still, and there's a little hand signal. You should have to do the hand signal, I think.
It's when like
you
calling an Uber.
My son, my 12-year-old son, had me convinced for a minute, this is what it's like to get old, that there was a hand signal that if you put up 2 fingers, like a little sideways peace sign, that was actually a signal to allow an Uber driver to know that you were the fare, so that, you know, the Uber driver would pull up and you would give this little hand signal, and then whoever was your Uber driver would just know that was you. You can tell I don't take a lot of Ubers.
You got trolled by a 12th grader. Or not a 12th
no.
grader, 12-year-old.
Yeah, and not quite 7th grader.
Yeah.
Had me convinced that there was this whole cultural, like, little hand sign that I didn't know about that meant you were getting an Uber. So now every time we pick him up, he does this sassy little 2-finger sign, like, oh, my Uber's here. And I'm like, you know, if I would have, like, actually tried to take an Uber, and I'm standing out on the sidewalk doing this little hand sign, like, come on, you should know. I called the Uber. I'm doing the hand sign.
Anyway,
code of honor. Code of honor with the Uber sign.
That's right.
So the code of honor is a series of 3 promises that are made. And by codifying these into promises, I think it adds a little bit of focus to the situation. But also, what we do is in each of those statements, we direct that promise in a different direction. So the first promise is the promise. This is kind of the obvious one, the easy one. This is the promise that your organization makes to its customers and its stakeholders. So When someone calls your business, what differentiates you from the other businesses in your industry? What is the promise that they get from your organization? And again, it's important, that differentiates you. So it would be easy to make the promise, we're Get Her Done Plumbing. And if you call us, you're going to get plumbing service.
Right.
Sure.
Because no one else does that.
Sure. They're going to get that when they call anyone. And in fact, even if you say something like, you're going to get the best plumbing service in the region.
What does that mean?
That doesn't mean anything. So what is the specific promise that you get? What is the promise that your organization makes to its customers and its stakeholders? So I think what you said for Get Her Done and our sort of, if you missed last episode, we, in order to talk about Compass Code and strategy, we went through some kind of role-playing scenarios where we made up fictional companies and developed this Compass Code and strategy for them in order to kind of have a common language, because we didn't want to get up here and talk to you about all of our clients' kind of internal workings. Mm-hmm. So instead we made up Get Her Done Plumbing, and that's who we're going to talk about. So I think what we came up with for Get Her Done's first promise was that they would provide a detailed analysis of your plumbing problem. Mm-hmm. So that basically when they walk away, their promise to you is you will know what they did and why they did it. Mm-hmm. So that if it wasn't the right thing, and you see how that hooks into the True North without being the True North, because their True North was about always providing the right service.
Skookum.
Skookum. So this hooks into that without being that. So we want to make sure in this promise, we don't just restate our True North.
We promise to always provide skookum service.
Right. So, but they say they're going to provide a detailed analysis of what service they provided. You will know, as a client of Get Her Done, you will know what they did and why they think it was the right answer, basically. So that is their first promise. Mm-hmm. And keeping in mind that as we work through all of this, what we do, part of what we do is kind of help put the fine point on this. So we walk away from the meeting with the client with these concepts and then turning it into the right words, the right marketing words, the right pretty kind of phrasing. That's the part that we do later. Mm-hmm. And it's so as we work through this,
that's a bit of the magic that happens.
That's the magic. Mm-hmm. So, but that is the idea of the first promise, is this detailed analysis that you're going to get from Get Her Done Plumbing.
And I think one of the differences about the service that we provide, beyond just taking the rough concepts away and polishing them up and bringing them back, it's not just for the purpose of marketing spin. That's not why we do that. The real value that we provide is essentially creating a banner. We take your rough content and we put it into banner form so that everybody can get behind it. So that there's a sigil or a mark that people can follow, so that we know that we're all on the same team and we're all going in the same direction.
Well, and another part of, I think, our role in this process is helping you get to the bottom of these things, because it's not always obvious. When it's easy to not be able to see the forest for the trees. It's not always obvious to you initially what it is that you're trying to do. Sometimes you need a little bit of help to kind of get to the bottom of that. So that's the other thing that we provide in this particular service.
So the first promise is to your customers and to your stakeholders.
The second promise is the promise that the organization makes to its team members. Mm-hmm. So every person who works here, this is our promise to you. Mm-hmm. This is what we guarantee you will have as an employee at our organization. So do you remember what Get Her Done's promise was? I'm blanking on it.
Oh, I think we imagined that Get Her Done Plumbing provided a promise or a pledge to their employees and to their team members that they would always treat them with integrity and respect.
That's right. They would always treat them with integrity and respect. Mm-hmm. So again, that's a different picture than a company that says, we will always promote a good work-life balance, mm-hmm. or we will always promote a sense of family at our organization, mm-hmm. or we will always empower all of our employees to make their own decisions, mm-hmm. or we will always make sure that you have access to the direction that you need, mm-hmm. so that you don't have to make your own decisions. All of these things are different ideas, different directions, and none of them are the wrong answer. Mm-hmm. But again, you have to choose one. It doesn't mean that's the only thing you will do for your employees. Just because we said at Get Her Done, we will always treat you with integrity and mm-hmm. respect, that doesn't mean that, you know, we don't pay you, because mm-hmm. we still have to pay you.
But I think another, what this does is it gives you essentially another component, another rule, another flag to follow. If you're trying to make decisions for the business, and if we remember what the true north was, which was Skookum, mm-hmm. in a situation, and we're faced with a problem, that Skookum word can help us answer the question or solve the issue. Similarly, if our commitment to our employees, our promise or pledge to our employees, is that we will always treat them with trust, integrity, and respect, mm-hmm. in that case, when we're working with our employees and maybe we're struggling with them, we need to pass that litmus test. We need to pass that bar for ourselves to demonstrate that we are, in fact, keeping up that pledge.
And not only does that, again, give us direction as the decision makers, as the business leaders on dealing with our team, but that hands down that baton to our managers. Mm-hmm. When they are managing their teams, this is what we expect. Mm-hmm. We expect them to treat their team with respect and integrity. Mm-hmm. So we're creating a policy. Now, this is another piece of what I always felt was missing from mission, vision, values, mm-hmm. is this idea that we talk about what we provide our customers without really ever directly addressing our team, because our team is a really important part of our organization, and how we treat our team and the way that we interact with them is a really important part of who we are as an organization.
So my philosophy about customers and employees is that employees are our most important customers. If we don't take care of our most important customers, if we don't take care of our employees, then the customers outside of this building don't matter one bit, because we can't do it without them.
It's absolutely true. And so, you know, in my mind, the ideal wayfinding tool is something that really captures all elements of our business, who it is that we aspire to be in all elements. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if you don't talk directly about your relationship with your team, you're missing a huge element of who your business is. Mm-hmm. So that's why the second promise is the promise that the organization makes to the team. But there's a third promise, and the third promise is also really important. This is the promise that we expect every one of our team members to make to one another. So,
and to the business.
And to the business. And the idea here is, this is something that you would have every new hire sign on to as they come into the company. Everyone at the company would agree to this and understand this. And the real question is, what is a deal breaker? What do we expect of every single employee? And again, you could say here, don't cheat the company, don't break the law. But those are kind of obvious answers that every company would hopefully expect of their employees.
All companies should be expecting that of their employees.
Right. So what we came to with Get Her Done Plumbing was that one of the owners, it drives him crazy when the employees show up late. He can't take it. It feels to him like it's disrespectful. Mm-hmm. He really wants everyone to show up on time.
Timeliness is next to godliness.
So we said, for that promise, it would probably be a little bit of a narrow promise mm-hmm. to say, as an employee of Get Her Done, we promise to always show up to work on time. Mm-hmm. But instead, we said, what if you cause that to encompass a bigger picture of not just showing up to work on time, but responding with a timely nature to your clients? So we said something like, to provide prompt, timely service.
Well, and I think the key word that we were kind of circling around in that role play was accountability.
Yes.
Right? That you'll be accountable to...
That was actually a different company.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was that a different company?
It was the other company.
Okay.
So that third promise, the idea is, this is what you would expect every team member at your organization to be able to commit to. Mm-hmm.
So for some organizations, this could be pulling or promoting people up behind you, making sure that you're educating your replacement so that you can move on to the bigger, better challenge in front of you.
Absolutely.
One of the things that that we could touch on is what are the main differences between values and code? And I think that they are significantly different.
Well, like I said, by codifying this into specific promises, mm-hmm. and by having, I think one of the problems with values is it can get a little aimless. Mm-hmm. It can be a little like, I don't know what's important. And
integrity.
You just start picking words that sound good because
right.
that's, you don't have enough direction, mm-hmm. I think, as sort of an exercise.
So one of the main differences that code provides in the Compass code and strategy element is that code gives you a focus. Code gives you a direction. Code focuses on the idea that we are in business and we're all in the business of relationships. The code will dictate and outline and provide support for how we manage those relationships and what are the expectations and requirements that each person has in that relationship to uphold.
Well, and I think, too, because there are three promises and each promise has a very distinct direction, that makes it a little easier to remember because really it's one promise. Mm-hmm. It's only one promise that you make to your customers. It's only one promise that you make as an organization to your team, mm-hmm. and it's only one promise that you ask your team to make to the organization. And so that keeps it, I think, more brief, more mm-hmm. focused, more memorable, that direction that you have these kind of different, these are the promises that we make mm-hmm. as organizations.
And we touched on this concept earlier in this segment that just as the True North should give us guidance and direction when we don't know what to do,
mm-hmm.
these three commitments should also give us direction on how to operate and what to do. So if we're working with a difficult customer, did we uphold the commitment that we made? If we're working with a difficult employee or a team member, did we uphold that commitment that we made or not? If I'm an employee, did I uphold the commitment that I made to always be on time? To always be where I said I was going to be when I said I was going to be there?
And if you signed that commitment, and we talked about that commitment when you hired on, that makes it a little easier to now have the conversation to say, you know, you have been late every day this week, mm-hmm. and we made it clear to you on day one that this was really important to us.
Mm-hmm.
You signed this and you agreed to this.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of helps take some of the, you know, there's that sense of when you're having a problem with a team member, feeling, you know, people often feel like they don't want to be a jerk. They don't want to be the bad guy.
Yeah.
And I think putting these expectations out that this is what matters to us, mm-hmm. it when you do have problems then in that arena, it makes it a little easier to come back and say, look, you signed this. We talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little like parenting. Like there's a conversation in parenting that is strike when the iron is cold.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is that if you don't make your expectations clear to them before they've broken them, then it's a lot harder to have that when you're angry because they just came in at midnight and you wanted them home at 10. If you didn't make that expectation clear before, now that you're angry, it's really hard to kind of get anything to be clear or straight in anyone's mind.
No one's thinking clearly at that point. Everybody's just angry.
If you talk to them as they're tripping out the door at 2 p.m, going out with their friends, and you say, just so you're clear, I want you home by 10.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when they come home at midnight, you have a place to kind of hook into to say, didn't we have this conversation? Didn't I say home by 10?
But even a level beyond that, if they sign a document that says, I commit, I promise, I pledge to always be home by 10, suddenly that's something that's much more real. That now when everybody was sane, everybody was even keeled,
mm-hmm.
we all agreed to this commitment and said, yes, we agree, this is the best thing for everybody. Now we can refer back to that saner time where
mm-hmm.
we made this pledge, we made this commitment to always be on time, and we essentially wick some of that sanity back
mm-hmm.
into the situation that we're in to be able to solve that challenge.
Well, and it redirects because, you know, like we say all the time, you don't grow up, you just get bigger. And the truth is, if you are a parent or if you know anyone who is a parent, kids, it's really easy for them. The first thing they will choose to do is shift the focus of a thing to you, the parent. It's not that I did wrong. It's that you're being a jerk, right?
You're being unreasonable.
You're being unreasonable. Mm-hmm. You're being a jerk. Why are you doing this to me? That is a kid's favorite defense. And the truth is, we do it as adults too. So it's really easy to say, look, it was only 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. Why are you being a jerk about this? Why is this a thing? Why do you want to accost me about this?
I work really hard.
I do a good job for you, and it's only 15 minutes. Why are you doing this? Mm-hmm. Whereas I think if you have this commitment that they have signed and they have promised, now that shifts the focus back on them. Mm-hmm. Instead of putting them into that focus shifting, why are you doing this mode, they're now in the mode where they go, wow, I guess I did promise that. I guess I did do that. And it takes so much of the spark, the tinder out of that confrontation.
Mm-hmm. So we're at that point, we can get to the heart of the problem.
Absolutely. It helps diffuse the situation. So that's something to think about when you look at your promise you want your employees to make, is think about, again, that tool. Think about if that is what you can communicate that you really want them to adhere to, it gives you a tool to use when people aren't adhering to it.
Great.
So that's the code of honor, and it is the second component of our compass code and strategy method of wayfinding.
So I'm really excited for next week, so we can dig in and get into
the strategy
component
and action plan. We should be able to fit both of those into a single episode,
hopefully. Okay, well, thanks for tuning in. We'll be bringing you strategy next week in our Compass Code and Strategy series. And after we wrap that up, we'll be developing our own Compass Code and Strategy.
You can find us on the internet at www.arcadewayfinding.com.
That's on the World Wide Web.
You can find this podcast at www.thecriticalpathwithmaryandjason.com. or on iTunes or other places where podcasts are found.
Be sure to check out our training calendar. We have lots of great events coming up.
Always fun stuff going on.
Yeah. Watch out for Mary's Tech Talks. It's a free event that is hosted in our office in West Seattle. It'll be a great time.
And stay tuned for outtakes. Oh, the Hershey's Kisses.
Yeah.
Those are slimes?
Yeah.
Oh!
I
know that.
Hershey's Kisses.
They were Hershey's. Well, I know they weren't supposed to be Hershey's Kisses, yeah. But that's what they were, though, to me.
Hershey's Kisses.
And I was like 8, rocking out with some Zelda.
I don't know. Why are we fighting Hershey's Kisses?
It didn't really need to make sense.
Like to do.
Playing Zelda wasn't really about things making sense.